All right, are you getting hungry? Let's talk some grilling with my good buddy Tom Pertle and Doug Scheiding from the Wild Game Crew Cook-Off Team. I want to start with you, Tom. Can you share your secret hamburger recipe with us?
I can tell you some of the things that I do that I think are a little bit secret. First, I cook my hamburgers nowadays on a griddle. So that's a flat iron with heat underneath it, where it cooks in its own, fat juices, which probably makes it real healthy, but that's how I do it. It sure does add the flavor to it. The secret I'll give you will be on the buns. I may have told you this before, but when I get my buns, and I'll get good sesame seed buns or, some large bun because I make a large patty. I will take and I will put mayonnaise on each side of the bread, and then I will take and put the mayonnaise side of the bread face down on the griddle and then toast it that way. The mayonnaise turns into butter, kind of, and it makes the bread taste fantastic, and it's crispy. Kind of gets that crust on that bread that really makes it nice.
Man.
And then I will take, probably 80% ground meat, seasoned up with some head country, or, all the seasoning of your choice. Everybody that's been listening probably has a preference now for seasoning. And roll them up, put them on the, put them between two sheets of wax paper, smash them out, put them on the grill, smash them some more, and put a piece of cheese across, American cheese, cheddar, across the top, and then another patty on top for a double meat with that cheese in the middle, and it is dynamite.
I want one so bad.
Oh, and it's juicy. It just drips.
Yeah.
It's not a very clean burger. It'll drip down your shirt.
I don't think burgers are supposed to be clean.
But then you may want to eat the shirt, so it's not bad at all.
That is awesome, Tom. How about you, Doug? Share your secrets.
When I'm cooking burgers, kind of like Tom, putting mayonnaise on the bun, if you put some mustard, and I also cook on a griddle, you put some mustard on the outside of the meat and put it on that griddle, it'll actually help it give it a little extra char. But for me personally, I have fallen back in love, and I had forgotten I had fallen out with a refried bean burger. Actually invented in San Antonio in the 50s, but, it's a good slathering of refried beans on the bottom. I like jalapeno. And then you've got your meat, and I always go with an 8-ounce patty. And the original one called for Cheese Whiz, but I'm not so much on Cheese Whiz. But I do love the Frito-Lay's nacho cheese that comes in a can. So I'll put that on top with a little pico de gallo and the H-E-B Ghost chili pepper Fritos. And that's my refried bean burger.
Oh, man. And with Tom's mayonnaised griddled bun. I bet you that is awesome. So
that's a good idea.
When you're preparing the patty itself, is there anything special you can share with us to give it that extra juiciness, like Tom?
Yeah, did? I don't season it on the inside. I season it on the outside, and I like to kind of keep it a little plump, and then put a dimple in the middle, flip it a couple times, and then I'll smash it.
Okay, you smash it at the end then.
Yeah, I smash it towards the end.
What temperature are you cooking these burgers at?
Oh, whatever I feel like that day. Probably 375 is probably most likely.
And the internal temperature of the meat?
So I'll go to about 160.
So, yeah.
And I use a 80-20, 75-25. I use one with a lot of fat.
So is it better to use a meat with a lot of fat? Because I know that you can get all the way up to 95.
I think it tastes better, yeah. You just got to watch out for the grease fires.